Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And this is really nice to have you guys here. Mary, I'm very blessed that you're here, first visit. And our guest of honour, in a sense, because Fred's been here many bloody times. But we love you anyway, Fred, just as much. But I really thank you for looking to God, and thank you for believing God to be here. And you're going to have an amazing time. But that was great what Becky was sharing, because that gives me inspiration to learn. You know, so like when I go, I know someone's going to, I know you all do, but I'm just saying those words inspire me to go and learn, to bring back and to go spiritual shopping in Pokhara and bring back the best spiritual food, the testimonies, the, you know, the miracles, the wonders, or whatever we get to hear and see and learn or even do or be involved in, if there's anything that we can do. As before, many years ago, we used to go and do all the ministry and healing, but now they do it to each other and we've been made redundant because they're walking by the Spirit of God. But really, like everything that I'm, like for my personal thing, I'm going there to learn so that I can apply and I can come back and do, and I can encourage whoever's humble enough to listen so that they can go and do if they're not going to go and visit and do those things because it's just, they just haven't got the capacity right now. Like Becky can't go, she's got kids, you've got work, there's different things going on in your life. Until such a time God can arrange that perfect time for you to go, then why not let me go? I'm here, I am, Lord, send me. I'm willing to go, I'm willing to learn, I'm willing to do. And you know, I've gone through all the cycles of emotions, up and down, round and about. So whether I'm feel on it, whether I don't feel on it, I'm going and I'm going to get blessed, you know. And I always get blessed, and God is always faithful. So we're not dictated to emotions, feelings, times, money, finances, like that. All those things used to be a controlling element. But God has set us free in Christ. We are literally free in Christ, and everything's been provided for us. Even if the circumstances say it's not, we got to think that it's already done. And we got to live from that position. And that's why God gives us faith. Faith comes by hearing. So we want to hear what God is saying, what God is speaking to the church today, in our daily time right now, not 2,000 years ago. Those truths are established there for us. And God can remind us of those truths that are already written. But what's God saying now to you personally? How does that help you personally? See, so it's a living, walking relationship with the Heavenly Father, and God wants us to go directly to Him on a daily basis, regardless of how we feel. Doesn't matter how you feel. And, you know, and we can all, like, I don't feel like on top of the world right this second, but I'm blessed. I got the Spirit of God, I can speak. I'm not dependent upon my strength. It's God's strength within me. And that's what we rely upon. God to energize, God to give. You know, I put on a little bit of weight over these last few months, and I recognized it yesterday. I was not happy, but I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to lose weight on this trip. So it's like, it all depends where our perspective is and how we're viewing things. We can view the negative things and let it get us down and let it overtake us. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The things that you're fretting about now, why are you fretting about them? God says, you know, be still and know that I am God. I got a solution and an answer and a way out of every awkward situation, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, spiritual. You are delivered. You are healed. You are my beautiful ones. You know, Jesus Christ has paid the full price. So take advantage of what's been paid for you. If you come here for breakfast and it's free and there's loads there, you can take whatever you want. And it reminds me of that Isaiah 55, it just come literally to my mind now, where it says, lo, whole, come and eat, you know, freely come and eat. Let me go there. That's why not go there? God's been getting me to go to the scriptures lately just to look at some different things, but it just come to my mind. I can't remember exactly what it says, but I know what I mean. I know in my mind what it says. Isaiah, there we go, 55. Ho, first one. And he's not saying you ho. He's not saying ho, ho, ho. He's Father saying Christmas, ho, ho, ho. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come you and buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Oh,
wow, what, I mean, how beautiful was that? Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. So I stop there. So come eat, drink freely. All things are yours. And you receive it by what?
Faith.
Faith. So what do you desire? What's your need? You need 5 grand? You go to God. Father, I need 5 grand. It's nothing to you. And I thank you that it's mine, that you're depositing in my account in the next 3 weeks. Be specific. And it'll be done. You know, if you can be like that with God, just like, if when we look at money, we, what's the difference between £50 and £500? £450, you'll say, right? But when you write it down, what's the difference? It's just noughts. God, can you put another note on the end of that £450? I need that. Okay, son, no problem. All the gold, all the silver. So I'm using money because, like, it's the same for the mental needs, the physical needs, the emotional needs, the relationship needs. It's where we position ourselves. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he, it says in the scripture. Well, nothing really works out for me. It goes all right for everybody else, or that person's always getting blessed. I'm doing just as much. I don't get blessed. I've had these thoughts. You know, when I see other believers moving and they're doing really good, I'm thinking, well, I'm doing just as good. You know, why aren't I getting the fucking blessings? But it's about renewed mind. It's about having your heart humble to God. And it's about believing God for the things that you need and you desire. Right. So there's no respecter of persons with the Father. So if I can believe God for £1,000, you can believe God for £1,000. I can believe God for a new heart. You can believe God for a new leg. Right. Whatever it is you need. Do you see what I'm saying? God is not a respecter of persons. So God wants us to look to him. He wants us to don't look to anyone else. Listen, we're all the same. There's no one better than anyone else. Wherever you go in the world, even your leaders, they're not better than you. They're just leading. They're just a mouthpiece for God to encourage you. That's what they're there for. But it's up to you what you do with what's being said. I'm not better than you. You're probably a lot better than me. But God's put me in a position where I can be a blessing. Because I desire to do what I'm doing. I wanted to do this. You know, I was called to do it and I wanted to do it. So me and God came into agreement. And so then he could position me to what I'm doing now. So, and there's other people I know look at me and think, I can do a lot better job than him. I can do it so much more perfect. God, why have you got him doing it? But did they have the balls to step out in faith? Did they really rely on God in those areas? Do you see what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what anybody else says, what anybody else thinks about you. We don't base our life upon anybody else apart from what really matters. What does God think about you? What does the Lord Jesus Christ think about you? If you met him face to face, what would he say to you? He'd say, well done, my good and faithful child. I love you. I've called you. No, you're not perfect, but you are faithful. Because we're not perfect. None of us are. You will find flaws. And a lot of people look at other people's flaws and they make that their spirituality.
Mm.
Well, look at him. He's made all these mistakes and he thinks he's this. But I do all these things right. So they're doing it by their own righteousness. But when you're moving in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, no one can do nothing. I'll always get blessed because I don't do things from my own strength. I'm not trying to do things from my own strength. I'm doing what I really, truly believe to be right. And if it's wrong, it's fine. Because my heart's not wrong. But God can always write anything that I would do wrong because my heart's in the right place. It's when we have an error of heart is when the problem is. When someone's heart is wrong, that's different. Someone's judgment is wrong is a different thing again. So what's in the heart is very important. So the imagination, lots of people look over that teaching, well, yeah, that's just a New Age teaching and blah, blah. It's in the scriptures, baby, and it's all through the scriptures. And God speaks loud about it. Just as much as your words are powerful, just remember it starts with thoughts. Where do the thoughts come from? Words. And that's what's built. That's what builds your faith, which is your imagination. Like, have a good imagination. Ask God for a good thought pattern. Good thing. Don't be controlled by the world. Kids have the most amazing imaginations in the world until it's talked out of them and schooled out of them. And there was one thing that blessed me, Amber, was what you said about Kiki. Mm. So Kiki, how old is she?
11
years old. And this girl will move away from all of her friends and go and sit by herself just to have that quiet time. 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And can you explain a little bit more on that one?
Yeah, so when she's at school, she has loads of people who want to be around her. She's like quite popular in the sense people like to be around her. But she likes to have her time for herself. She doesn't like to be around a lot of people all the time. So she will remove herself. And she said to me, oh, I said, did you have a nice lunch today? And she said, oh, yeah, I went and sat at the back of the school. And I said, oh, why? Everything okay? She said, yeah, everything's fine. Why? I said, it's a bit strange. You went and sat on your own. She said, Amber, I like to sit on my own. I like to have time on my own. I don't need to be around everyone all the time. I'm my own person. And I don't want to be doing what everyone else is doing just because it seems okay. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, well, that's fine. You sit on your own. And this is what she does. And she's very independent in the sense of she doesn't have to be anyone in front of anyone. She's happy and content with who God's created her to be. And it's quite powerful. I wasn't like that at 11 years of age, you know. So it's quite rewarding to see that. But, yeah, she will take herself away and just be happy with who she is.
But you taught her also not to follow
the... Not to follow the crowd, you know. Because, yeah. Again, I was one who, when I was young, would follow people and feel like I needed to fit in with everyone to be like. So it was very a part of me to teach her. If you have no friends, that's great. If you have loads of friends, that's great. If people like you, that's great. If people don't like you, great. Like, it's about, and Paul will teach, you know, it's about being a base and being a bound. And I teach that in such a way to the children that it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks of you, what the crowd is doing. It's a big thing at the moment in the school. The kids are like dyeing their hairs or getting piercings and things like this. But not to follow that. Like, if you want.
What was that example that about the young girl that had their skirts up?
Yeah, so this was really powerful. So basically, over here, the children, when they go up to big school, they'll roll their skirts up to like really short lengths, and you can see their bums.
You can see what they have for breakfast.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable, like, to watch it. And so again, we've always taught Kiki that she keeps, that always wears shorts under her skirts, like, always be prideful of her body and who she is. Well, anyway, her friend was in the line, and she noticed that her skirt was rolled up really low, like really low. And this made Kiki feel really uncomfortable. And she wanted to kind of say something, but she didn't. And then the girl would roll her skirt up even more. And Kiki came home and she told me about it. She said, Amber, like, my friend, she rolled her skirt up. And I don't know why she's doing it. She don't need to do that. I said, oh, does she kind of fancy someone or is she looking? She said, I think so. I said, well, to be a true friend, Kiki, you're better off telling her that her value is more important than that, and that it's better for her to have a skirt by her ankles than up by her bum, because anyone who likes her will like her for who she is and not the way her skirt. So Kiki was a bit, oh, I don't know, but she went into school and she was in the line, and again, the girl's skirt was very low. And so Kiki approached her and said, Grace, you don't have to do this with your skirt, like, I'm only telling you. Well, the girl was really funny with her throughout the day. But again, it didn't bother Kiki because, again, Kiki can have people who like her or not. And then later on that afternoon, the girl actually came up to Kiki and her skirt was rolled back down to like normal length. And she thanked Kiki and gave her a big hug and said she really appreciated what she said. because she doesn't want to be like everyone else, but she felt like the boy would like her even more if the skirt was up and things. So Kiki took a big step of boldness doing that, and again, because she's free, but then she'll look at me and Danny and she'll say, look at everyone's skirts, and Danny will wind her up and say, well, if you wear your skirt like that, I will come to the school with a skirt shorter than that. You know, I will turn up with a skirt shorter than that, and you don't want all your friends to see me in a skirt as short as that.
I won't wear boxers.
Yeah, I wear it. And so, like, so we make a very good joke of it, but again, teaching these young girls and boys that their body is very important, very valuable, they're created so in the image of God, and the kids today, or every generation, even in my generation, we just follow suit, we follow trends, we try to be someone who God hasn't created us to be, and it's quite dangerous, like that's really dangerous. So now Jada's this same way, you know, like Jada will not go out of the house without shorts under her skirt, and she's six, she'll be like, oh no, put a shorts on me.
So anyway, that the whole point of that conversation there, which I think was very good, and thank you for sharing that, Amber, was that we don't have to depend upon anyone, we don't have to get people's approval. And I was always a person that had to get someone's approval. I had to get my leader's approval. I had to get Kim's approval. I had to get your approval. And even it was my sharing any good? Was it? And I, you know, even now I still ask that question because I think that's a paradigm that I need to change, because I know that God's given me the words. I'm confident in who I am in Christ, so I shouldn't have to ask anyone anything. But I think sometimes we just don't change our attitudes, or we don't renew our mind in that area to change it, or we're just so used to it. And that's what a groove in the mind is. It's just you slip back into that groove. Because I know that I'm walking with God. I don't need to say, Fred, am I walking with God? Oh, yeah, Lawrence, you're doing so great, mate. Well done. You know, keep doing what you're doing. We all do need encouragement, but I don't need that all the time. You know what I mean? And, you know, because some people used to say to me, well, if you think you're walking with God, that's when you're not. And when you don't think you're walking with God, you are. And I'm like, no, that's confusing. That's bullshit. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you either are or you are not. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the fruit always shows. And you always know within your heart. But the point is that God has given us all things freely to enjoy. Right? It shouldn't be one group of people feasting and another people not feasting, one having more than the other, because it's according to your faith. So if you're not getting what you think that you should have, that's down to your faith, and it's down to you to go to God. Yeah. So I could look at someone and think, well, you know, they're getting quite a lot of that pie over there, the fat bastards. I want some of that pie. You know what I mean? But they believe for that pie. And they actually probably haven't done nothing for that pie because they're relaxed. And when you're relaxed, things come to you. When you stop striving, things will come to you. When you stop struggling, things will come to you. I don't have to worry about labor. Listen, God knows I'm praying. I'm praying for laborers. Like, God, now, before I used to be, God, please send me that one laborer, that one key laborer. In the name of Jesus, I beg thee. I just say, Father, you know I need labourers. Please send them. Yes. Father, you know I need strength and energy right now. Please supply it. Father, you know I need finances right now. Please increase my finance. Can you, in fact, God, this month, could you up my income? And I ask God these things. And God actually does it. This is the amazing thing. I forget it. I forgot that I've done that. But when it comes through, I prayed that. Oh, yeah, I prayed that. Thank you. You know, I think God reminds me that, you did ask me for this. That's why you're getting extra blessings, because you actually prayed for this. So there's no good thing God is withholding from us because we are walking uprightly. So there is something that we need to do where things are not going to be held from us, and that is simply just to be led by the Spirit, do those simple things that God puts in your heart to do. Stop comparing yourself to anyone else. Like, you know, even though we're going to India, Nepal, and they're amazing people. They're not better than you. They're not better than me. They may be practicing a little bit better because they're getting the fruit, but that's why we're going to learn. But that doesn't mean to say I got to put someone on a pedestal there. No. And I certainly don't. You know, but I certainly appreciate their hearts and their lives. And I think some people can look at it and put them as like something special. They're not. They're walking with God and they're showing a good example. And so that's how I should view those people that are walking better than me, is that they're a great example.
Right.
I'm going to follow. They're not better than me, but I'm going to follow that.
Right.
But people with the carnal mind go in there, oh, these people are so amazing. And then that's where you start following men.
Mm.
That's where, you know, people could put like Sange on a pedestal because he's a wonderful man, a God. He's my leader, by the way. But like people do, they can put in there, Sange, it's not asking them to do that. But people's minds do that. You see what I'm saying? Whereas you don't do that. That's wrong. That's sin. That really is a sin. That's putting something before God. Like Jesus Christ is on that pedestal and that's where we keep him. But we have high reverence of respect for people that are setting the example, giving a good doctrine, sound doctrine like Sangate does, and the believers there, their work. No, we love them for their work's sake. The fruit of their work is there. Wow, absolutely fantastic. Respect. No, so we give great respect, but they're not better than you, and you can do this. And if you want to be extraordinary, you've got to kind of be this kind of way of thinking and be who you are in Christ and recognize your value of who you are and that no one is above you. Don't have none of that in your thinking and don't allow it to creep in. I've done that. It's a trip up. It is a trip up and it can stop you. So I don't know. I feel really encouraged to say that. So when we go, you go as like God's got an assignment for you to go and learn for your life. To enrich your life first. So he's going to enrich me first. I should be benefiting first and foremost by going, you know. And then now, with what I've been enriched with, now I come back and share it. Lo, ho and eat. I've got loads of free stuff here. Milk, sweets, curries, the lot. You know, I've got pompadoms. I got naan bread. I got onion bhajis. You have eat freely. There's loads of it. You know, so God just wants you to be very confident in who you are as an individual. And he says, now you as an individual, forget everybody else. Yeah, stay connected, fellowship, but come to me. I got specific things for you. You are very special and important to me. You are extraordinary. You are beloved. See, even though that's collectively, it's individually first. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus Christ is a personal Lord and Savior, and God is a personal God, right? So it starts individually. Don't forget that, guys. Don't lose sight of that. I think we look at the thing as a whole, and we get swallowed up in a hole. Don't get swallowed up in a hole, right? And I won't go any further on that one. But what I say, just don't get swallowed up in a hole, but keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Set your eyes on things above, not on things of this earth. Don't be patterned like the world. Don't think the world's way. Even as a believer, don't think the world's way. Don't get into that hierarchy of things. But know who you're connected with. Have the right respect and love. Yeah? And they should be also showing that respect and love back, which in my case, I get that. So I'm very happy. But I also want to set that example as well. I don't want anyone... They probably won't think I'm better than them, but I don't want anyone to think I'm in a higher position because I'm not. I'm just a believer that's walking in my integrity and from what I've learned. And God really wants you to walk with him. No, you are who you are. You're very special. Every one of you are special. Special needs. Special needs for the kingdom of God to come and meet the needs in the kingdom of this earth. So it's like we're bringing the kingdom of God to earth and we're going to be those representatives of love, light, encouragement and truth, you know, and that we're not walking carnally. Don't walk carnally in the sense of don't look at other people. We esteem people higher than ourselves, but not better. They're not better than ourselves. And there's a difference. So you can esteem each other, you know, for the work's sake and for love's sake. And we humble ourselves, we keep ourselves humble in front of people, but we know in our hearts we're just as good as anyone else. Because why? We got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're children of the living God, the Most High God, filled with the Spirit God, and we can do the same works that Jesus Christ done in grace. So just remember that. Hold your integrity and your walk before God and be a blessing. go there to be, like when I'm going, I'm looking to be a blessing. Even I know these guys are going to bless the socks off me. I'm going to look, see what I can do, what I can serve as a minister and as a brother and as a believer of God. How can I bless someone there, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's all about mindset, heart, and what we're doing, you know? So think about what you're doing as well. Even though you've got your goals and your visions, think about what you're doing and the heart with why you're doing it. And then that'll help you to do the right things with God, you know? Mm. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.
Really great. Very awesome. Yeah. Ooh, God. Really great.